Hello, in this demo, we will build from scratch a Windows Phone application and a set of cloud services that will demonstrate how to consume Windows Azure Storage Service from Windows Phone devices. For this, we will use the new Storage Unity package created by Microsoft DPE that will allow us to quickly develop both the client and server-side pieces.
To see how easy it is to do this, let us first create a Windows Phone application. So, let's create a new project for a Windows Phone application. Let's target Mango. Now, in order to consume from the Windows Azure Storage Service, we need to install the Nugget package called Windows Azure Storage Client Library for Windows Phone. I know it's a mouthful, but the package IDs are really simple to do. So let us install package phone.storage. This Nugget package installs and adds a reference to the phone storage DLL. So you can see it from here. That's the phone storage DLL. Now, this is a Windows Phone client library for Windows Azure Storage Services. This library is based on the Microsoft Windows Azure Storage Client Managed .NET library and has a very similar interface and usage. Additionally, this package includes a documentation on how to configure the library and provide some useful code snippets from common scenarios. You can see that on the document that it gets open when you install the Nugget package. Finally, you can configure the library settings such as the Windows Azure Storage Services or Proxies endpoints in the app start folder. There's a class called Storage Initializer. Now, this class gets executed whenever your application starts. By default, this is targeting the Windows Azure Storage emulator. But you can change this to target either proxy services or a Windows Azure Storage account directly. So that's basically it for a storage account. Now, you may not know how to use the storage client library. So there is a sample application that shows you some code on how to do and exploit this application. So let us install the Nugget called phone storage sample. This sample adds a storage folder. Within that storage folder, you will see several subfolders, one for pages, one for queues, one for blocks. Those are all the features supported by the storage client library. Within those folders, you will see several pages and several view models on how to use all the features on the storage client library. So the only thing that we need to do to run the sample application is modify our application manifest to start a page called storage page that also gets installed in this another package. So let us modify our manifest and link to that page. So let's pages storage page. That will be it. By default, the storage client library will be targeting our Windows Azure Storage emulator. As you see, when the application starts, you have all the features, a list of all the features that are included with the storage client library and the sample application. For instance, we can upload blocks. So we can take a picture, choose a container where we want to upload this blog, choose where we want to make it public, choose a picture name for the blog. If we want, we can include the location metadata on the blog and just upload the picture to a container. Once the upload has been processed, we can go back and list all the blogs that get uploaded. For instance, we can choose all from all the containers that I created on a storage account, and we can list it. We can see from this listing that the picture we just took has been uploaded. We can delete it. We can see what the picture looks like. And that's basically all the blobs functionality. Now, we can see all the tables that I created on a storage account. By default, there are none. You can create tables. You can delete these tables. This is just a sample. The tables have a fixed name. You can change that to whatever you want. You can prompt the users for the table names. You can do anything you want. Also, there's a full CRUD operation supported on Azure tables. So by clicking on the sample data, you can do and you can add rows to any table. For instance, name and description. This is just sample data with a basic scheme. You can change this to anything you want. Well, there's full support for CRUD operations. We can edit, we can delete data, and that's basically the table's features. This is sample data is the table that gets created for this sample. Finally, there's the queues scenario, where you can either list all the queues that are created on your storage account, you can create any number of queues that you want to use, you can delete the queues that are created, and whenever you choose one of those, you can queue and dequeue messages from it. So, message one, let's queue another one, and the third time's a charm. And after that, we can dequeue all those messages we just queued. Message one, message two, message three. This is just the tip of the iceberg of all the applications and all the things that you can do with a storage client. Basically, your imagination is a limit with all the features that you can do. You can access every single feature from the Windows Azure Storage Service. We just show you how to access the Windows Azure Storage Service directly. Now, in order to do that, you would need to store, for instance, if you wanted to access your storage account from a Windows Phone application, you would have to store your application name and your account name and your account key on the Windows Phone application. That's not desirable for any real world application. Now, to avoid having to store those secrets, the account name and the key in the client application, we could use a set of proxy services to allow us to consume Windows Azure Storage in a secure fashion. In this way, the storage account information remains safe somewhere else in the proxies, within the proxies themselves, and we can use any other authentication mechanism to validate the requests so that users the phone application doesn't need to contain your storage account key. So to do this, we first need to create a new web application with an MDC3 web router. So let's add a new project. This time it would be a Windows Azure project. And we will add an ASP.NET MDC3 web router. So once it's created, we need to install a NuGet package called Windows Azure Proxy Cloud Services. So let us install package Windows Azure.storage. Don't forget to choose the default project. In this case, you should choose the web router. Now, this package will pull all the dependencies and installs a web activator enabled class. Let's wait until it finishes installing. And it will install a web activator enabled class with all the startup logic for your application. Once it's installed, you will see a brief README document with all the settings that are supported for this NuGet package. You can configure anything. Now, where to do that? Well, that is go to the APP Starts folder, pick the storage services, and you will see that all the features that are present. Now, by default, the storage account that is used by the project services is the development storage account, but you can change this to suit it to your needs. So if you want to access any storage account, just change this here. Now, to integrate this with our phone application, the only thing that we need to do is, first, let's make sure that the endpoints that this will be running will be on 481. Let's save the file. And now let's go to our phone application here. And in the storage initializer class that we saw earlier, that we were targeting the development storage account resolver, now let's change this to access our proxies. So you see the code is here, by default. You see why we made sure that it was running at port 81, because the endpoints by default are pointing to port 81. So we remove the storage emulator from the configuration, and we set our proxies. So when we run this application, it will not go against Azure directly, it will go against, it will run against our proxy service. Just wait until it starts up. And once the web row has started, let's start our application, our phone application again. Start new instance. And we see the same application. Well, you know, the client application hasn't changed. Let's see, for instance, we want to upload a blog. It's just as simple as before. Just take a picture, upload it, and that works. If we want to list our containers, those pictures, these are the blogs, and that's it. The client application hasn't changed a bit since we actually didn't change anything. We just pointed it to a new service. Now, the storage client works either as a real against either a real storage account or the proxy services that are provided. Now, so we have successfully shown you how you can work anonymously against our proxy cloud services for Windows Azure Storage. Now, in a real-world scenario, you need to secure this proxy and identify the users that are using the storage account so that you can decide whether they are allowed to access it or not. So if you don't, imagine, if you do not authenticate the users, any malicious user could misuse your storage account since the proxy services just will be open for anonymous access. Now, to secure our proxy cloud services, we can use the Windows Azure Access Control Service, the ACS service. Now, ACS enables your users to register and log in by reusing their existing accounts from identity providers such as Windows Lab ID, Google, Yahoo, Facebook, and even if they want their Active Directory. But before securing the proxy services, you first need to resolve how you will obtain from ACS a simple web token to use in your Windows Phone application. Before securing the proxies on the cloud service, let us first resolve how we will obtain an ACS simple web token for a Windows Phone application. Now, if we want to make authenticated requests to our proxy services, we need to access ACS from the phone application. Now, luckily for that, there is a nugget for it. So, we just have to install package phone.storage, that's the root name for it, and basically add access control to it. This nugget will provide a serverless control for Windows Phone. It takes care of all the runtime interactions with the ACS service and validates and obtain a valid token. So the only thing needed after installing this nugget is just configure some basic settings on your Windows Phone application. So let us first go to the resources folder and open this. Sorry, not that one. The resources folder and open the access control resources. So, what do we need to update here? We just need to install our ROM for the ACS namespace that we created and configure the name of the ACS namespace. After we've done that, if you remember when we installed the storage package, the storage nuggets, we had a storage page. Well, now we have a login page. This login page will authenticate users against ACS, but we need to provide navigation to that login page. So let us update our manifest. And instead of going to the storage page when the application starts, let us go to the login page. So that's step two for access control on the Windows Phone. Step three is updating the login page logic to navigate to the rest of our application once the user has logged in successfully. So there's a line here. Well, this one goes to the notifications, but let's go to the storage page. And that's basically it for the phone part. Now, we have valid users, but if we don't update, we have valid users on the phone side, but if we don't update our proxy services, still the access will be open to the public. So let us install a nugget package on the server side that takes care of validating that the users are successfully logging to ACS. So let us install a package that's called Windows Azure .storage .access control. Let's choose the MVC project, and let's install it. Now, what does this do? This will install all the server-side logic needed to validate your simple web tokens extracted from ACS, and will bind that logic, that validating logic, with the proxy services that we have installed on our web browser. Again, these nuggets come with a bit of documentation, and it shows you how to integrate this with your storage proxies. So this is really simple. It's two steps. There's add this using statement to the storage service initializer class that we had before, and we need to add a delegating handler to our web API services. Now this is really simple. This delegating handler runs before any request is done to your proxy services or shared access signature service. And it will validate that the authentication header is being sent, and it will validate that that header contains a valid simple web token from our ACS namespace. But how does the server side know which ACS namespace we're talking about? So we need to update our web config file with those settings. So the first setting that we need to update is our secret signing key for our ACS namespace. This is the signing key for the realm, for the relying party that we have created. This is not your management key. So this is a common error. So this is not the management key, but the simple web token signing key for your relying party. So that's the first one. That's the signing key. And the second one is your realm. That's it. This is our realm. And the third one, and final one, is just the name of our namespace. And it goes here. Oops. That's it. So, simple web token signing key from your relying party, your realm that you have created, and the full URI for your ACS namespace. That's basically it. So, whenever we run this application, now our users will be authenticated against the identity providers that we have configured on our ACS namespace. Now, there are a lot of hooks. This is for basic authentication. So we will validate that the users are valid users. But you can have any kind of authorization that you want. So for instance, all we're doing is just validating that the users have logged in successfully against ACS. But if you wanted to add any type of authorization based on claims, usernames, or anything that you desire, you have the hooks here on your storage service, on the service initializer, where you can add that logic here. So let us start our web row and see how the application with ACS fits together. So the web row is starting. Let's start our phone application now. Start phone application. Now, instead of the storage page that we had before, now we have a login page. This login page shows us the identity providers we have set up on our ACS account. Let's choose Windows Lab ID. Let's log in. This time we have the exact same application, but instead of having anonymous access, we have access that is being checked, that we're authenticated against. And the proxies only allow people who have authenticated themselves against our ACS account. So you have seen in this demo three main important things. How to use the storage client library for Windows Phone from a Windows Phone application to access Windows Azure Storage. You have seen how to install web services that proxy your storage requests in order to allow you to keep your storage account key secret. And you've seen how to authenticate your users using ACS. This is basically it. If instead of using ACS you want to use membership, there are a set of packages that allow you to authenticate using membership. You can see that from from the What Windows Toolkit page in Coplex. And well, we're really excited to see what you guys come up with all these new packages. And we thank you for watching this demo. And we'll just keep in touch and see what you guys do with all this and what are the applications that you develop. Goodbye.